This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Well, thanks for joining this week's radio show. Remember, this is the final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is now show number 472. Well, one of the most perplexing questions of all times is, are entrepreneurs made or born? Or alternately, are visionaries made or born? My first guest, a leading expert in this area, Lloyd Shefsky, who is recognized as a global expert in both family enterprises and entrepreneurship, a recently retired professor at Kellogg School of Management. He is also a popular speaker, lecturer, and teacher in numerous countries. He's offered three great books. The first one, Entrepreneurs Are Made, Not Born. The second one, Invent, Reinvent, Thrive. And his new book is called Visionaries Are Made, Not Born. Lloyd is also a lawyer and a CPA, but let's not hold that against him. Lloyd, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Very good to be here again.
So let's go, before we talk about your new book, you made the argument a long time ago that entrepreneurs are made, they're not born. Why is that?
You know, there are too many books that have been out there that use the traits and characteristics of entrepreneurs. And I found that it was like a recipe book, you know, put them all in the oven and they'll come out an entrepreneur. And it isn't that way. The truth is there's far more to it. People have to either, they can be influenced by other people, but ultimately they have to take the reins and make it happen.
And so why a new book now focusing on visionaries?
I've been wondering for years, you know, with the first and second books, I thought about it, but then started wondering more deeply. We think about visionaries, and I guess part of it was reading about Jobs after he died, you know, one of the great visionaries of our time. Do all visionaries have to be like Jobs or like Musk or Gates or any of the great visionaries? And the truth is, as I thought about it, there are a lot of visionaries out there who didn't change the world. They changed something. They changed something important in many cases, but they didn't change the world. And I wanted to find out what those visionaries were made of. How did they come about? How did they become the visionaries they became?
I think it's a very interesting topic because, again, I think you're right. When we think of folks that are visionary, we're thinking of Bezos, and we're thinking of Musk, and we're thinking of Steve Jobs. But you say that you don't, and I think that some of us shy away from that because they go, I'm never going to be, you know, Steve Jobs. But there are a lot of people out there that are visionaries, and you profile many of them in the book. How did you choose those particular people?
I was trying to find a way to deal with this whole concept, and what I wound up with was dividing it into five elements of vision. And the five elements were helpful to me. I hope they'll be helpful to the readers, too. And I gave them cutesy names like Beyond the Eaves Vision and Forest and Trees Vision and Trend Pattern Vision. So I made up these five elements, and then I sought people, some I knew, some I knew of, and I wanted to get them to talk about how they had done what I found to be one of these elements, how they had created their business or their industry in some cases using that vision. And it wasn't, again, it wasn't change the world vision. These were great people. They are great people, but not the same as a Steve Jobs or a Musk or any of those.
Well, give us an example of someone you consider that you profile in the book as really being an average person, but at the same time was a business visionary.
Yeah, I'm going to give you two examples. And it's kind of funny because after they succeed, it's hard to think of them as kind of average Joes. But one would be Ross Perot. I interviewed him and his son. And it's hard to think of Ross as an average Joe, but because he's a multi-billionaire, a business icon, and all that, ran for president of the United States. But he came from really humble beginnings. In Texarkana, he sold newspapers door-to-door as a kid and seeds and magazines. And his father was a small-town cotton broker. So he didn't have any of the accoutrements that you think of when you think of big business visionaries. And yet he created one of the greatest industries of our age. It's the SaaS, the software as a service industry, which is now about a $250 billion industry. He offered it to IBM. He offered it to General Motors. They turned it down. And he created two companies, one after another, that he sold for well over $5 billion in the aggregate. So, you know, there's just a guy but he really became a great visionary.
But for me, I don't think that humble beginnings necessarily, you know, qualify you. I mean, Ross Perot, to me, is really a visionary. He's a guy, I think, who really did change the world. But, like, you focus on someone in your book like Eli Shulman in Chicago, Eli's Cheesecake. I think there's a guy, for me, who's like Average Joe that really had an impact.
Yeah, and there are two of them there. There's Eli, the father, and Mark, the son. And Eli started Eli's Delicatessen and then Eli's Steakhouse. I mean, he was a restaurateur. And he loved to schmooze with the famous people, the Frank Sinatra, Barbara Streisand used to go to his restaurant. And he liked to be there and mingle with them. He developed a cheesecake for the restaurant and thought about taking it out to retail, but that would entail him giving up all that contact with the famous people. And he didn't want to do that. When his son came in the business, a lawyer, but still an average guy, he came in the business, saw the vision of his father, figured out a new way to sculpt that vision, which he did, and now it's sold in all 50 states and foreign countries, Eli's Cheesecake. So you're right. That's a perfect example of that. And I can give you one other quick one.
Please.
Ruth Bigelow. Ruth was just a housekeeper, and during the Depression, she lost her job. Her husband lost his job. And she made tea for her girlfriends when they came over to sit and talk. And that became because they all talked about the tea. She used the name Constant Comment. And Bigelow's Constant Comment Tea is now one of the big teas in the country. And, you know, she was just a housekeeper.
Do I become a business visionary only if my timing is right?
Yeah, I hate to say it, but yeah.
Luck and timing again.
Ruth Bigelow is an example of that. Yeah, Ruth Bigelow is an example of that. She had a vision that everyone should have Bigelow tea. The problem was that the supermarket shelves were filled with Lipton. That was the only brand there, and they had all the shelf space. They had all the advantage. There was no, and hers was like five times the cost of Lipton tea. It was better, but it cost a lot. And these were tough times. You know, we're talking about the 30s, 40s, and 50s. And so she went through the gift shop approach. And they got 12,000 gift shops to carry her product. Now, that was great, except it's a terrible business. It's hard to collect, hard to distribute. Everything's wrong with it. And it wasn't until the time became ripe when women didn't go to their gift shop to buy tea. They went to the supermarket, and they started calling Bigelow. The supermarket started calling Bigelow because they had requests from their customers. And the timing became right, and they gambled everything. Because going into the supermarkets meant you would lose all the gift stores for a lot of reasons. And they took that risk, and the timing was right, and suddenly it became a real, real company.
So I think, Lloyd, a lot of people are thinking, you know, I'm a small business owner. I could never, ever be a visionary. And for me, that seems to be very self-limited thinking. You know, I may not be Steve Jobs or Mark Zuckerberg, but you can change the world around you, can't you?
Yeah, and you're really highlighting the main point. Because if you think it's some God-given capability that the Musks and Jobs and like and Gates all had, and they were very great minds, great thinkers, great business people. But if you think that that's all God-given and none of it is something you can train yourself or be trained to do, then you're lost. You're never going to get there. And so part of the purpose of the book was to explain how you can do that. And, you know, there are people in the book that I talk about that really did that in a remarkable way. Kay Koplowitz. I mean,
I know Kay's been on the show.
Has she?
Yep.
She's wonderful.
Yeah.
And she, you know, came from, again, humble beginnings in Milwaukee. She was just a kid that went to college in Wisconsin, and suddenly a light bulb went off over her head, and she thought of the entire application of geosynchronous satellite science to TV. And because of that, she was able to create USA Network, which was the forerunner of all of our new TV systems. And in fact, the first thing she did was do the Yankees. Then she did all of baseball. And then suddenly she did Muhammad Ali in his first overseas fight. So we wouldn't be able to see a lot of the things we see today if it weren't for her. And she had no science background. When the light bulb went off, she went back for a master's to learn the science. So, you know, truly self-made.
Yeah, she's an amazing star. I've had on the show, interviewed her for several of my books. Well, we only have a minute left. I know that you have an offer for our listeners. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. So I interviewed all these wonderful people and videoed them, and they are on my website, and I've sent your office the information.
Okay.
So you can post it on your website, and if your listeners go to your website and find the LloydShefsky.com site, they can go on, and there's an instruction that I've given your office, and they'll put it on there, and they can watch these videos of the people being interviewed.
Well, Lloyd, I appreciate you being on the show, and thanks for writing another book. It's called Visionaries Are Made, Not Born. Thanks again for coming back.
Thanks, Barry. Good to be here.
This is AM560 The Answer. If you're truly interested in getting your small business unstuck, stay tuned straight ahead.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
I'm Kanika Lee in the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center. Making your way in on the Kennedy, there are two right lanes blocked off at Division because of a crash, and traffic is backed up to North Avenue. So it's 26 minutes from the airport and 16 from Montrose. Outbound Kennedy, no problems there. Just a 10-minute trip to Montrose and 20 minutes to the airport. The express lanes will be shut down until 8 a.m. On the tollways headed east on the Reagan, it's heavy from York Road to Roosevelt because there are 15-minute closures in both directions until 5 a.m. Meanwhile, taking a look at the weather, it's still cold outside. It's 35 degrees and clear. We'll have a high of 43 and a low of 31 degrees. Your next update is in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Mother-daughter duo working at the liquor store, and an armed robber came in, held them up at gunpoint. But then as he was leaving, they grabbed a gun of their own. They actually each had their own handguns and shot him.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
Do you want to take your chances with a guy with a shotgun who's robbing you? Or do you want to take your chances with you defending yourself?
Start your day with Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications.
Get a copy of Barry's new book, BAM, where he shows how social media and our self-service world has rewritten all the rules of customer service. The best marketing now is BAM, good customer service. Be the first to tweet Barry at Barry Moult and get a free copy of the book.
True story. So I urged one of my family members to call CertaPro Painters. He didn't do it, and that painting crew had to come back three times to fix their awful, sloppy mistakes, even paint on the floor, if you can believe it. Well, with CertaPro Painters, you get the best in the business. The attention to detail, color selection is truly unmatched. And now is the perfect time to get the interior of your home or business painted. The lower humidity provides an ideal environment for great coverage and quick drying times. They use fine quality paints with zero or low VOCs, very little to no odor during application. Be an early bird and cross the first item off your 2018 to-do list. It's also the perfect time to spruce up your commercial property. Remember, each CertaPro Painter's business is independently owned and operated, so schedule your free estimate online at CertaPro.com or call 1-800-GO-CERTA. That's CERTA with a C. CertaPro Painters, we do painting, you do life.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moults. Now on AM 560. The Answer.
Years ago, it was critical for a company to create and maintain a very strong brand. But now, for every business person, it's critical to establish a personal brand as well. Here to help is Jessica Zweig. She is the CEO of the Simply Be Agency, a personal branding firm based in Chicago and serving clients nationally. She was named as one of the top digital marketers to watch in 2017 by Inc. magazine, is a serial entrepreneur founding CheekyChicago.com, Chicago's leading lifestyle magazine for women for 7 years strong, reaching 100,000 readers. Jessica, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So a lot of folks, it's great to have you here. A lot of folks are really confused about what branding is. And now we're telling them, well, guess what? Not only does your company need a brand, but you personally need a brand. Where do they go with that?
Sure. Well, you know, in the past, for so long, your organization defined you, your job defined you. But now we're living in a time where you have the ability to define your organization. And we live in 2018, right? With the Internet of Things, it's not, social media isn't social media, it's the Internet. And it affects everything we do personally and professionally. And so people clearly are confused for a reason. You know, how do I present myself if I have a corporate job, but I'm also a real person and I'm social and I've got my own thing going on? Should I keep them separate and should I integrate them? And I think if you integrate them, you have a huge opportunity to accelerate your career and your life. You know, I always say that you might be vice president at this company for a couple of years or senior manager at this company for a couple of years here, but you're always going to be you to the day that you die. And technology and the internet is only going to become more of a necessity. And if you're really intentional about what you're putting out there and online and the way you're showing up in the real world, your personal brand can really start to work for you and can become one of the biggest assets that you have. And, you know, my agency really breaks down what that looks like and how to do that.
Jessica, I think this is really important because I remember in the early 90s when I left IBM after 10 years and I went to go work for a small company. I felt like I was nobody because my whole persona was attached to IBM. We have to realize back then IBM was like Google today or Facebook or something like that. Now, as you say, you do really have your own brand because most people, if they get a job in a company, they're not giving up their social media page. They're not giving up their personal email. They're not giving up their cell phone number. And I think the difficult people have is that they have a tendency to either subject themselves or subverse themselves to their company brand, or those two things kind of conflict with each other. What advice do you have for them to make sure that you actually, as you say, integrate them together? How do I do that?
Sure. So, it's interesting that you say that. I work with a client who was a political reporter for about 10 years, and she left her company to be an entrepreneur, actually, to start her own business. This was just in the last year. And she told me she felt like she had to start from scratch because everyone knew her as this other thing. She had no product or content out there about what she was about to do. And she literally, there's so much noise now more than ever, has to really build from the ground up. So with that being said, you know, I always say this as well. If you're putting things out there on the internet that are not okay for your business colleagues or your boss to see, it's for no one to see. So really coming down to who do you want to be known for? What do you want to be known for? And our clients will come to us and say, okay, how can I get this many Instagram followers or grow my email database to this number? Or I want to be speaking on this stage at this conference. And we say, whoa, let's take a huge step back and really talk about what's your value? What are you here to serve? What do you provide that no one else can? And asking some really deep questions. I call them the holy no's. Know your why. You know, why are you here on this planet? What do you think your purpose is? What's your value? Who are you here? What are you here to give? What's your unique intrinsic value? And then know your audience. Who are you trying to help? And where do they exist? And if you can really start from that place of self-reflection, that's when you can, quote unquote, build a strategy. So for anyone, no matter what they're doing, whether they are the head of the corporation or they're, you know, just got a new job at a corporation or they're building a business on their own, starting with those questions are really going to help define your message, and your message defines your platform.
And Jessica, you really believe that people should keep their personal brand and their business brand separate, but somehow, obviously, they have to be congruent and one has to be authentic to the other.
they all, I actually think they should be one and the same. I think it's a lot of work to try and do two. I certainly understand that people have their own, you know, they want to keep certain things private. They'll set up a private Instagram page where they only share pictures of their kids, or, you know, they only want a certain amount of Facebook friends because that's what Facebook is for them. It's truly social, where they keep in touch with personal connections. But as you grow in your career and in your life, and the internet becomes more and more of a mandate, not a nice to have, you have to really be intentional with how you are sharing yourself online, and it should be integrated. And the more authentic you can be, the better it will work for you. You just said that word, and that's truly, my agency is called Simply Be. It's really all about bringing authenticity to your life and to your career. And I think authenticity is a totally overused word at this point, but really what I think about authenticity, I think about more vulnerability. We're doing business with people all day long. We're not doing business with products and logos and letterheads and technologies. We're people sitting behind all of these things with hearts and minds and fears and greatness and failures and brilliance. And we should show up as that. We should show up fully expressed. I mean, those are the kinds of relationships and connections and people that really, I think, move the needle in any industry, that become the leaders, that change the world. And we all have that ability. And I know that sounds lofty, but we really, I think, box ourselves in to think we have to be two-dimensional within our day jobs. And the opposite is true. And we have the internet now as a beautiful tool to help share that and help and change other people's lives as well. So that's really the place I would encourage everyone to come to, and not think about yourself as my work self and my real self. They should be the same.
I think, Jessica, where people get jammed up is they think they have to put a persona out there on the internet. I just posted today, one of my favorite teachers just says, I'm much cooler on the internet, right? And they try to be yeah. someone that they're really not. Or I saw another meme that says, I hope your life is as good as it appears on Facebook. And what you were
Absolutely.
Saying is that it has to be intentional, but the same way authentic, because people like when things like to get to know you where things are going well, things aren't going well, you're celebrating things are troubling. That's okay to be part of your personal brand.
You have to be real. You have to be real. Nobody is perfect. And the more we project a story of our perfect quote-unquote lives, the more harm you're doing. It's actually, it makes people compare, it makes people feel bad. You have to feel like you've got to keep it up. You know, just to give you context, I blog weekly. I have a very popular personal blog, and I write about personal branding and entrepreneurship 90% of the time. It's really, I'm positioning myself as the expert on this. I got to walk my own walk. I'm creating a ton of content on my topic of expertise. And once in a while, I will throw out a really personal blog, a story. And I recently shared a story about how about 5 years ago, when I was in my first business, how I went totally broke. And I was like rock bottom and had to just reassess the way I was thinking about money and scarcity versus abundance. And it was not about actual money in my account. It was more about an abundance mindset. Anyway, that blog received thousands and thousands and thousands of more hits, went viral than like any other blog I write on, like personal branding and entrepreneurship, right? I mean, people read those blogs, but because I was showing a side of myself, and I also think people are a little inherently nosy, but if you can be not gratuitous, but really always be in value, that blog wasn't about my sob story. It was a blog about how other people can shift the way they think about money so they can reach a level of success that, you know, I'm experiencing now, and that anyone's capable of whatever. So that's the kind of stuff that people are afraid to put out there. If you publish a piece of content and you're about to hit publish and you feel a little butterfly in your stomach, like, oh no, this feels really scary.
Right. That's
you're
a good
doing
thing.
It right.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, you're good. You're good.
Well, Jessica,
good.
We're out of time. Where can people learn more about you? I know that you have personal branding strategy workshops. Where can they go?
Yes. Oh, amazing. So you can go to my website, jessicazweig.com. I'll be promoting my workshop right there. And then I've got all my services that I offer from the Simply Be Agencies company. You could also go to simplybe.com. www.workshop.eventbrite.com to buy tickets to the workshop. Our next one is coming up on March 9th.
Jessica, thanks for being on the show. This is AM560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Larry Elder explains why the Democrats are in a tough spot.
The issue that Democrats are facing is real simple. Are you going to be the party that says, I hate Donald Trump's guts? Are you going to be the party of $15 minimum wage? Or are you going to be the party of trying to grow the economy? And that is the dilemma that the Democrats are facing. What is their message?
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7, right before Jay Sekulow at 9 on AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Mike Cantor. A key labor union has come out in support of President Trump's plan to impose tariffs on imported steel and aluminum.
The president is winning allies among labor unions. The president of the AFL-CIO, Richard Trumka, says steel and aluminum tariffs are, quote, good steps toward fixing predatory practices that hurt workers and cheat companies that produce in the U.S.
Fox's Molly Hennenberg. The president has been briefed on an incident outside the White House Saturday after reports of shots fired.
We're also told that there were no protectees in the White House at the time that this occurred. They're saying that there seems to have been someone with who self-inflicted a gunshot wound along the White House north lawn, along the north fence of the White House. They say that that person is receiving medical attention. No word on their condition.
Fox's Ellison Barber traveling with the president. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning, I'm Jeremy Scott in the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center. Still have a big problem on the Kennedy inbound. Crawling from north to Chicago with construction giving you only the right lane open for the next 30 minutes or so. It's 24 in from O'Hare, 14 in from Montrose. Express lanes are closed till 8 for construction. Outbound, you're seeing the two left lanes closed from Keeler all the way out to Central until 8. No delay, though. Although inbound on the Dan Ryan, three right lanes are closed from 57 to 87 until 7. This traffic update is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. TheraWorks Relief can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Today, it's much what we saw yesterday. Sunny skies, temperatures in the low 40s. Right now in O'Hare, it's 33, 34 Midway in the lakefront. That's traffic on AM 560. The Answer.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@moltz.com. That's barry@moltz.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
If you still haven't purchased the very best pillow, of course I'm talking about MyPillow, the 4-pack deal is back. So I strongly urge you to go online or call now to make sure you take advantage of this great deal. A great night's sleep is so important, so give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep by ordering a MyPillow. By using the promo code Amy, you'll get the absolute best deal available anywhere. The MyPillow 4-pack deal includes two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere MyPillows at 50% off. I love that I can move the fill to get the support I need, regardless if I sleep on my back or side. I never wake up with a stiff neck or headache. And MyPillow is made in America, washable and dryable, hypoallergenic, and has a 10-year warranty plus a 60-day money-back guarantee. So get your 50% off the 4-pack by calling 800-489-0201. Use the promo code Amy or visit MyPillow.com. That's 800-489-0201, promo code Amy.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560, The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, if there's one thing that our world needs right now, we need heroes. My next guest is Rodney Bullard. He has spent his prolific career serving others, a U.S. Air Force veteran. Rodney currently serves as the Vice President of Community Affairs at Chick-fil-A. Previous to that, he was Assistant U.S. Attorney and White House Fellow at NASA. Rodney, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Barry. It's truly my pleasure to be with you all.
Well, when I read the title of your new book called Heroes Wanted, Why the World Needs You to Live Your Heart Out, I kept thinking of that Kim Carnes song, you know, like, I need a hero. You know that song?
I do know that song. I'll sing it for you if you want me to.
Sure, go for it.
I need a hero.
That you're as good as I am. So why do we now in America need heroes more than ever before?
You know, I think we have always needed heroes in America, and well, particularly with division and divide being on display here in America as much as it ever has been. I think being a hero, crossing lines of difference and division, is our own personal obligation. And I truly believe that each one of us, through our flaws, through our imperfections, can reach across and be a hero. That might be something simple, such as a smile. It might be something grandiose in other ways, but we all can do that.
You know, it's interesting because, I mean, I always think about what is really a hero. And obviously, you served in the U.S. military forces, so you're a hero. But I think other people will think of heroes as, well, I defended my people. I defended my turf. And sometimes that doesn't necessarily mean that people are reaching out a hand for compromise when they want to be a hero.
Sure, that's right. I think being a hero, I talk about in the book, little H heroes and big H heroes. And yes, those who serve in the military, those who are defending our nation's democracy and freedom are big H heroes. But there are also opportunities to be little H heroes. And sometimes that does mean that you might be protecting someone and protecting an interest, but it doesn't mean division. It doesn't mean divide. We're not being heroic if, in fact, we are doing something to harm somebody else or doing something to harm another community. And so I do believe that you can be a little H hero in numerous ways. I had a first grade teacher when I had a difficult time in first grade reading and writing, and she spent extra time with me, and that really helped me project onto a path of success. She was an unexpected hero for me, and my life is a return on investment for her.
So it's interesting because I think a lot of people think they're heroes because they're protecting their turf. But in my opinion, I think according to your book, they're just really bullies, right?
Well, I think that there is always a fine line of being a bully and being an advocate for your cause. But the book really talks about being an advocate for someone else and helping others who might be in a plight or in a difficult situation. And all of us have been in a difficult situation at some times. And when I tell the story of Mrs. Adams, who was my first grade teacher, people always can think back, or often can think back, to who their hero was, who their first grade teacher or who their parental influence was in their life.
I really like that because if you think back on who really your hero was or is a big influencer, I think you're more likely to want to emulate those people, right?
Absolutely. You're more likely to want to emulate them, and you're more likely to inspire others to be like that person and to consequently be like you.
So if I'm a small business owner and I want to be a hero with a little H, because I could never imagine being a hero with a big H, what can I do on a daily basis to really make that happen?
Well, Barry, I think that's a great question and very relevant for today. I have a friend who is a professor of at Emory School of Theology here in Atlanta, in Decatur, Georgia. And he has a story where when he was 6 years old, he asked his aunt, how do you change the world? And she said, baby, I don't know how you change the world, but I know you can impact the 3 feet around you. And so I think about the business owners, small business owners, medium-sized business owners, large business owners, that they have an entity, they have some sort of competency that they can give back to the community, that they can help improve the community. At the end of the day, this really isn't about just community or charity or philanthropy. This is about leadership. And we all have a leadership obligation, particularly businessmen and women. And so using your platform, using your influence, using your competency and your skills to help the community is our imperative.
And I love that what you're saying, Rodney, is because you have to use your platform, your personal brand, and we all have that these days. We all have some kind of influence, because I go back to the biblical expression that says, who changes a single life changes the entire world. So even if you're not going to change the world, if you can affect people a foot around you, that's a big deal.
Absolutely, my friend. I think that is an opportunity that we face daily. Just when we wake up in the morning and we interact with other people and we walk past problems, we walk past issues that need solutions, we have an opportunity when we do that.
Well, Rodney, we're out of time. I appreciate you being on the show. The title of the book is called Heroes Wanted, Why the World Needs You to Live Your Heart Out. Rodney, just give us a quick URL if they want people to get in touch with you.
Yes, Heroes Wanted, www.heroeswantedbook.com.
Perfect.
Or Rodney Bullard.
Rodney, thanks so much, and thanks for being a big hero. This is AM 560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning, I'm Jeremy Scott in the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center with your look at the roadways. Still have big problems on the inbound Kennedy, where you're slam packed from north to Chicago with construction giving you only the right lane open for about another 15 minutes or so. It's 24 from O'Hare, 14 in from the junction. No express lanes times as those are closed for overnight road work till 8. Also upbound on the Kennedy, slam packed from, not slam packed at all actually, just seen two left lanes closed, Keeler all the way over to Central, and that's going to be there until 8 this morning. Tollways, though, we are seeing some construction on 88 east and westbound from Roosevelt to the Tri-State in both directions. Two left lanes are closed until 8. You'll see the left lane closed all day long, then back to the two left lanes for tomorrow's overnight period. Rusty roads are looking good. Forecast for today, going to see sunny skies. Temperatures in the low 50s. It's 33 at O'Hare, 32 Midway, 34 at the Lakefront. That's traffic on AM 560, The Answer.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@moltz.com. That's barry@moltz.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
Well, as my next guest says, this is not going to be your parents' retirement. People are working and living longer. So how can you plan for what's going to happen after you retire? Thelma Reese is a retired professor of English and education. She created the Advisory Council for Hooked on Phonics and was spokesperson in the 1990s. She co-wrote a book with Barbara Fleischer called The New Senior Women, Reinventing the Years Beyond Midlife. And she's got a new book out. It's called The Senior Man, Exploring New Horizons, New Opportunities. Thelma, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Barry.
So me being about probably 10 years out from retirement, I have to be honest with you, I'm kind of freaked out. And I'm not freaked out from necessarily a financial standpoint, but really from what the heck am I going to do?
Exactly. And who are you? You might find out you're somebody else.
That would be scary.
Or you're more of you. You're going to have an opportunity. Like, it's not the new senior man. It's the new senior man. That's the title of this new book. Because retirement has changed. Seniors have changed. Not only are there more seniors and everybody sees them, but the opportunities are such as they have never been before. And time may be to continue growing, to even grow up and grow out and learn new things, explore new horizons, be able to blossom in ways that our forebears didn't have.
But Thelma, you say that, but I think, and we always say, all right, now we can have another career, another, you know, the third part of our life, the fourth part of our life. But I think I see a lot of people that retire, and all I see is isolation and loneliness, and then it takes a physical toll on their body.
Well, that's what we'd like to prevent, and that's what people can definitely prevent. I love one of the men in the book, and the men range from 60 to 90 in this new book, as they did in the book about the new senior woman as well. And he says there's a difference between pain and suffering. You may undergo some pain, and obviously you will, with some physical problems eventually, but that doesn't mean you have to suffer. Not only has that changed, but diagnoses that used to be absolutely death knells no longer are. So people live with chronic versions of diseases that used to kill them, and they can accommodate to them and live life more fully than ever, because there are more things to learn, more ways to learn them, more opportunities to give and to do and be engaged. And it's the engagement that absolutely forestalls any kind of loneliness and isolation.
So, Thelma, what can I do? I guess there's two situations. What can I do if I'm 10 or 20 years out from retirement right now to help me with my decision and my activities when I actually do retirement?
Well, start cultivating interests that you already have and widen your circle of friends and acquaintances and interests, and get engaged and start giving, start volunteering, trying to make the world better. And you'll find that the transition when you do retire from one thing is much easier because you already are engaged with other things and interests in your life.
Thelma, I think this is really important because I think especially for men, as we're focusing our careers, as we're getting older, we have a sense to get isolated from our friends. And something that I started to do 5 years ago was to create a group of 5 or 10 guy friends that I'm reaching out to on a weekly basis. And we all get together once a year for some kind of getaway. I think that's really helped all of us.
I think you're amazing. And I think you're absolutely in the in the vanguard of people your age to have thought to do such a thing. Women usually...
I was just so lonely when my kids left for college, so I really didn't have a choice.
You were so smart, though. Most men will swallow it because they were raised to man up and not admit that they get lonely or they get feel vulnerable in some way. They're supposed to swallow it and be stoical.
But not me. I never man up.
Admit it, and you faced that. That was the smartest thing you could have done, you and your friends. Maybe you should meet twice a year.
Maybe we should. But we have like we have 1 minute left, and I noticed on the notes for the show here that you talk about in the book that sex is still alive and well in retirement. Why decide to include that in the book?
Because that's a worry for many men. If they find they're having some physical changes that worry them, some of them don't even talk about it to their doctors.
It's interesting because I think that us men, we're getting over it because there's several guys in our group that are having those kind of problems and they talk about it. Here's the pills I'm taking. Here's the injections I'm taking, because I think they don't want the rest of us to worry when we get there in 10 or 20 years.
Barry, you're so smart about this because not many men do what you've done and have a group like that. Women grow up with a group like that.
Absolutely.
With a natural support system, but most men don't. And what you've done is really an example of what men ought to do. Well, talk to each other.
I think communication is really important, and I think that gets lost with a lot of men. Where can people find a copy of the new book? It's called The New Senior Man, Exploring New Horizons and New Opportunities.
They can go to Amazon and look up The New Senior Man, or Thelma Reese and find it very easily, or BarnesandNoble.com, or ask their local bookseller, or go to RomanandLittlefield.com, R&L, that's the publisher.
And can we get in touch with you at ElderChicks.com?
Yes, that's my blog.
Perfect. Thelma, thanks for being on the show. This is AM560 The Answer. We're going to be right back. Keep listening.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-471-9807. That's 800-471-9807. 800-471-9807. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560, The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
You know, you and I are very much alike. During the many years of running my own company, I didn't deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't quite going anywhere. For me, it was the moment of truth, and it was a painful realization. My business had flatlined, and I had no idea how to breathe new life into it. Does this sound familiar? It's especially difficult for me since many of my customers were not getting the service I was so passionate about delivering. Second, I wasn't making any money. Finally, my stuck business was literally sucking the life and the money out of me. This was not exactly the way I thought it would be after reading all those books on having my own company. Well, don't worry, this is normal, well, sort of, because during the life cycle of every small business gets stuck from time to time. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. It doesn't get much more frustrating than this. You have few leads for new customers coming in, and the customers you do have continue to phase. You're burned out, and you're completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. You want to get off that roller coaster. I know what it's like to ride the entrepreneurial roller coaster. I'm here to tell you that it doesn't have to be this way. I've had my ups and downs, and I finally cracked the code at getting unstuck and moving any business forward. Over the years, I've worked with hundreds of corporate and small business clients to help identify the sticking points in their systems so they can take their business to the next level. Throughout decades of running my own businesses, I've identified six major areas where almost every business inevitably gets stuck. This is your year to get unstuck. As you journey through the Breakthrough Training Series, I'm going to show you a fast, easy, and permanent solution to get unstuck. Each of my modules includes a PowerPoint presentation, a video recording of me presenting these materials live, a downloadable lesson notes, and downloadable homework assignments. The MP3 recordings of selected interviews from some of the best known world leaders on this radio show is also included for free. Whether you learn best from watching, listening, or reading there's a format for you. I've made it very easy for you to absorb the material and develop a clear plan of action for moving forward. So there are six modules, which I guarantee that you'll improve your sales if you utilize this system. Module one is finding new customers and growing the ones you have. Module two is finding money to manage your business because it's already there. Module three is building a team that actually lasts. Module four is to realize that customer service is now the new marketing. Module five is breaking your social media addiction. And module six is the real trick to boosting your productivity. So right now, go to www.barrymoltz.com/unstuck. Use the value code 50 off WIND and get 50% off the price of $97. You'll learn the exact step you need today to move your business to the next level. I guarantee it. Well, I want to thank everyone for joining this week's radio show. I also want to thank our sponsors, Staples, Nextiva. I also want to thank our tremendous staff, especially our booking producer, Sarah Schaffern, our in-studio producer, Debbie Schreiner, our marketing manager, Courtney Dury. If you're serious about being more successful this year, then you got to give me a call. And I'm going to give you my private number. Get a pen, write this down. 773-837-8250 or email me at barry@moltz.com. Isn't this the year that you move your business ahead? Isn't this the year that you finally make the money that you know you deserve? Remember, love everyone, trust a few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
Find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.